Driver, we're clear.
Friends, and welcome to this week's episode of The Florida Project, the podcast where Disney fans celebrate Walt Disney World. If you like Disney and you like podcasts, you will probably like The Florida Project. I'm Jason. Across from me is Will.
Hello, Jason.
Hello, Will. And as always, next to both of us is Michael.
Crap, I'm not recording.
April Fools.
You got me. If you'd like to support the show, get access to some awesome bonus content, and hang out with us on our Patreon-exclusive Slack channel, become one of our Patreon Saints at patreon.com/TFPpodcast. All of our Patreon Saints get ad-free versions of the podcast, as well as access to two additional shows, TFP Extra, and Disney Classics. Each week on TFP Extra, we keep the podcast train rolling with more zany fun, the airing of grievances, and a topic that may or may not be Disney-related. Except for this week, we won't be doing that because we will be releasing this month's Disney Classic, all about the Emperor's New Groove. So get that in your feeds and shove it in your jeans. Additional levels and rewards are all on the Patreon site. So sign up at patreon.com/TFPpodcast today and get more of The Florida Project. In this episode, we'll discuss some nonsense in small topics. Michael will give us the latest news. Will take us on a trip down Main Tweet USA. And then in honor of April Fool's Day, we'll discuss some foolish things to do or not do at Walt Disney World. All of that and more is coming up on this week's episode of The Florida Project.
It's a small topic. After all, it's a small
topic.
After all, it's a small
topic.
After all, it's a small
topics. All right. In an April Fool's Day situation, would you rather be the pranker or the pranky?
How serious, 1 to 10, are we talking?
It's not like what these kids today are calling pranks on YouTube. We're talking like, at worst, a punked.
Like what I did at the beginning of the show?
Well, it's worse than that.
It's worse than that. It's more than that.
But nobody's stealing your car and filling it with like jelly.
Right.
And then like crushing it in front of you.
They may make you think they're doing.
Yeah.
Nobody's coming and punching you in the back of the face and going,
how do they punch you in the back of the face?
That's your back of your head.
Jason's two-faced, apparently.
And then just yelling, prank, and running away.
Yeah. It's not a prank. Pranker or the pranky. I mean, who wants to be the pranky?
I do.
What?
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah. You go through an emotional
Jason,
roller coaster.
Go pour this water on Michael for me.
That's not a prank.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what kids are calling pranks these days.
There's a difference between a prank and assault.
Yeah.
I would rather be the pranker for sure.
If it's not a mean prank, as long as it's not a mean prank.
Yeah.
I'm cool with being the pranky.
Yeah. I like people that put a lot of thought into it. And then you're like, oh man, that was pretty good.
Yeah.
But you shouldn't make someone feel stupid. Then no. It feels like, yeah, you're being mean.
Then you're just being mean.
Like when you point at them and laugh.
Yeah. Or, well, not necessarily, because I laughed at you when I thought you weren't recording because we were just discussing that before the show.
The pranker became the pranky then.
See, there you go. I didn't like it.
Yeah, or if you're not trying to, like, embarrass or humiliate. If it's all in good fun.
Yeah, all in good fun is the key.
Then I'm down for being the pranky.
It's like tricks on Halloween.
Yeah.
When people still used to do that.
Yeah.
I do that every Halloween. At our friend Carrie's house.
That's true.
I would like to be the pranker if I had a good idea, but I feel like being the pranky is easier because you don't have to come up with a good idea.
Yeah.
Well, sure.
Yeah. As long as it's all in good fun.
That's the key.
All right. Michael and now I have been watching the Fast and the Furious movies, and I love them. They are so stupid. And so over the top and so dramatic. It's the best. And who doesn't love some Michelle Rodriguez, first of all?
Yeah.
I don't have an opinion either way on Michelle Rodriguez. She's what?
She's great. She also always plays the same person.
She does.
Yeah.
I don't have an issue, nor do I have love for her currently.
Yeah.
I need to watch some more of these, actually.
Yeah. Last week after the podcast, Will and I watched the second half of Six with Michael, and then I watched Seven, and I had previous, or no, I watched Eight mm-hmm. with Michael, and then I had previously watched Hobbs and Shaw. That was the only Fast and the Furious movie that I had seen.
You went to the theater to see that?
I went to the theater and saw it because they were describing it on the Weekly Planet, and it sounded so ridiculous that I was like, yeah, I have to go see this. So, what's a dumb or bad movie that you love in spite of itself?
Super Troopers.
That's not...
If you ask a lot of people, they will say it's dumb and bad.
Yeah, how do you qualify bad here? Is it a movie that other people don't like but you like, or is it one you also think is bad?
No, like your Commandos, your Fast and the Furious.
How dare you on Commando? Now, Commando, like I like, you know. So if you're going that way too, I think it's close because a lot of people don't like Super Troopers. They're wrong.
Yeah,
but it objectively is not a great movie. It's got some really good funny parts.
I don't know. I think it's a great movie. Yeah. Try again. Go back to the barrel, please. Mine's going to be Nemesis. I recognize
you're an idiot. That movie is terrible.
I recognize.
It has no redeming. This is Star Trek.
Do you mean Nemesis. Star Trek Nemesis?
Okay. Yeah. I recognize that it's a terrible movie and probably the worst of the Star Trek movies.
It is absolutely the worst.
But I love it. It's campy. It's Michael, ridiculous. Don't think about it too hard. It's a young Tom Hardy.
It's not campy enough to be good. Good campy.
It's good Star Trek campy. I love it. And I love it more because Will hates it so much.
I actually don't care that much anymore. I used to care a lot about it and hate it. Like, but no, it's not good. I'm still thinking.
I have two possibilities. The first one that came to mind was Armageddon. Because I love Armageddon.
Also not bad.
Nah, that's not bad, Mary.
But yeah, that's what I mean. I don't know like what's considered a bad movie if I like it.
See, that's a good point.
Because the other one I was thinking of was Zack Snyder's Justice League, which I love. But most people don't like it, but I don't think it's a bad movie, but most people think it is a bad
movie. But you are known for being a hipster. Known. Like, no, you just didn't understand it.
Snyder.
Michael does Snyder that to fan. Us
I have never said that. I have said you don't appreciate it, but I've never said you don't understand appreciate it.
Because movies shouldn't last you half a work day.
It's a miniseries.
Over the Top. That would be a good example.
That's a terrible movie, but it's so good.
I used to watch that all the time.
Is that the arm wrestling one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never seen it.
That's the best movie.
That was a good prank that time. I'm sure I've told this on the show before. Carrie and Jeff and I were hanging out one night. Jeff is Carrie's husband. And looking for something to watch on early days of Netflix. I mean, the pickings were slim.
Yeah. Like streaming Netflix?
Yeah. And it was, oh, here's an old Stallone movie from the 80s, Over the Top. She's like, oh, I've never seen that one.
Oh, we should watch it.
Oh, it's great. Really good. It's a father-son movie.
I used to watch this all the time. I loved it.
She's like, oh, okay. Oh, he's a truck driver. Oh, that's neat. 20 minutes. Is this an arm wrestling?
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it absolutely is.
Oh, yeah. I guess the truck driving probably appealed to her Midwestern heart.
Really throws you off in the beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's yours too. You love Space Camp. It's not a good movie.
Space Camp. Yeah.
But I love it too. It's not a good movie. I love all the Rocky movies for one reason or another, and most of them are trash.
Yeah. Like a RoboCop 3.
No.
If anybody loves RoboCop 3, you have to know what you love.
Filmed in Atlanta, though.
I don't remember RoboCop
3. Nobody remembers
RoboCop. It was the one with the flying ninja RoboCops.
Yeah.
Yes, I remember 2 and 1, but...
It was filmed in Atlanta before anybody did that.
It was the first of its kind.
Yeah. No, so what they did, it was filmed right before... So there's like... Is it still in Detroit?
Mm-hmm.
Set in Detroit? There's some slums, like terrible, terrible, old terrible Detroit. Slums. Right? That they shot in this part of Atlanta that was pretty run down, but people lived there. And then they cleared it out for the Olympics.
Welcome to Atlanta, everyone. Like,
essentially burn these people's houses down and made them run away.
Well, I didn't burn it down.
They bulldozed the
What they also filmed area. Like a scene where RoboCop was driving up, like, remember those circular ramps that they used to have in parking decks that mm-hmm. were really small? It was the old Rich's building, and then he drove off the roof and killed some bad guy or something. Yeah. It was cool because they were tearing Rich's down too at the time.
Yeah,
there you go.
I didn't like the RoboCop movies.
Oh, I loved RoboCop. It is so ridiculous.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Anything in the '80s, really.
Most movies in the '80s are not good. except like, you know, your Goonies. Goonies is
fantastic. Yeah, your Goonies, your Back to the Futures.
Yeah.
Et cetera. All right. Star Trek. Moving on. If you were a Disney Parks executive, what would you want to be in charge of? I would go with entertainment. Live entertainment.
Oh, not just entertainment. That's everything. I know.
Mm-hmm.
But you still loading them and heating them up with all your single shit you've been dropping. You feel me? Loading them up on. It only takes structure. And you know, just paying attention to the climate of the game.
Yeah.
Know what I mean?
So do your homies got a role in your little, you know what I mean?
Yeah, we all artists over here, man. I'm trying to get them on there. Yeah. We all artists, man. We gonna have this like,
bro, me and my man Kyle, we be like, I don't know, we play with this shit right now. I ain't gonna lie, we play with this shit right now for real.
Don't play with it. Take that shit serious.
Entertainment. Well, what does that entail? Well, I picked the channels that we have in the resort TVs, among other things.
I would want whatever job is in charge of Genie Plus, because I would get rid of or anything that's related to Genie Plus or FastPass and just level the playing field.
What about paid lightning lanes?
Gone.
I'm going to be chief financial officer of the parks, and we're going to fire Michael on day one.
No, find money elsewhere.
I want to have firing capability on a whim. Walking by that Alice that creeps me out in World Showcase.
Cut fire.
You're fired.
Cut that out. Yeah. No references to him on this.
You
show.
Want to make some extra money? Charge people for meet and greets. There you go.
Oh, man.
Especially the good ones.
So you want to replace FastPass with yes. paid meet and greets?
Michael's not a meet and greet person. He's a ride person.
It's like a sci-fi convention or a drag convention. You have to pay to meet Mickey Mouse.
Well, you are paying because you're paying to get in the park.
Mm-hmm, that's true.
But this way you're adding a premium if you want to see the good characters. So like an Alice in Wonderland, free.
Wow.
Well, who's good?
Minnie Mouse, free. Mickey Mouse.
Whoa.
Wow.
$5.
So Daisy Duck, she pays you, is what we're saying. Yeah.
Donald Duck, there's no amount of money that you could afford.
Quackers.
Priceless.
I said, everybody's got a price.
And that's it for small topics.
Thanks, Jason. Those are some great small topics. News. Here are three news items to discuss this week about Walt Disney World. Number one, Disney 100 celebration plans teased for Walt Disney World. So while Disneyland has already begun celebrating Disney 100, Walt Disney World is about to start celebrating as the 50th anniversary celebration is winding down. In April, Walt Disney World Resort will begin honoring the company milestone with monthly spotlights on some Disney favorite franchises like Pixar, Mickey and Friends, and Disney Princesses. Guests will see these stories and characters in existing experiences such as character caravans, parades, photo opportunities, merchandise, attractions, experiences, and more. In addition, the Disney Resort hotels will offer movies under the stars and poolside parties with themed activities for more ways to celebrate these stories. So here's a look at the Disney 100 month by month. So April is going to be Disney's conservation efforts in the 25th anniversary of Disney's Animal Kingdom. That'll be the focus. In May, All Things from a Galaxy Far, Far Away will be featured with an emphasis on Star Wars. I wonder what the other things are. If the emphasis is on Star Wars, what else is there?
Maybe just Star Peace.
Tron.
When it's in there in Star times of peace. You know, that 30 minutes after the war ended in Return of the Jedi.
June's going to be the delightful Pixar characters. July will be Mickey Mouse, Minnie Mouse,
and
Friends.
You didn't read that whole thing. They put a lot of time and effort into that pun. You know I love the copy.
The delightful Pixar characters will take fun to infinity and beyond.
Thank you. Somebody put a lot of effort into that.
Mickey Mouse, Minnie Mouse, and Friends will provide swell fun for all.
See, they didn't put as much thought into that one.
August, the Disney princesses and beloved Frozen characters take the throne.
For the swell fun, do you think they're going to release bees into the park and have the people get stung by bees and then they get swollen?
Yes.
Is that what you're going to be in charge of?
Bees?
Beekeeping.
September is going to be superhero adventures take flight.
That's terrible.
But not Marvel superheroes.
No. Well, some of them.
Nope. Later, not in advertisements, at least.
Later this year, the Disney 100 celebration comes to Epcot with the culmination of the Epcot transformation, including a platinum Mickey Mouse sculpture will welcome you to celebrate at Epcot. Journey of Water, inspired by Moana, opening in late 2023, will allow guests to explore an outdoor trail in a lush environment that tells the story of the cycle of water.
You got money for platinum Mickey Mouses, but not for Magical Expresses?
Just saying.
Mickey and Minnie Mouse will dress in their celebratory platinum outfits.
Can I just say how much I love these? They just change outfits for every celebration. You guys, they got new outfits. Oh my God.
Although I love the iridescent.
I'm not even kidding. I love it.
I like the birthday ones. Remember the birthday ones?
I didn't love those, but I like the idea of it. The platinum ones look pretty good, though.
Mm-hmm.
Too shiny.
The iridescent was too shiny. Way shinier, wasn't it? Wasn't it shiny? Right? I don't even
know. I thought so. I like the platinum one.
Iridescent, though. I'm going to miss it. Just saying it over and over.
Yeah, you can't really make a mouse pun with platinum.
No.
At the New World Celebration Garden, also slated to open in late 2023, Dreamers Point will showcase an evocative statue of Walt Disney, offering another perfect opportunity for photographs. And a brand new nighttime spectacular, scheduled to launch in late 2023, will light the sky over the World Showcase Lagoon.
I feel like, did you write that?
No.
Okay.
Took it from Disney.
Yeah,
you can't come up with swell fun like that. What are you talking about?
No,
evocative.
Just feels like evocative is the wrong word there, but
it's not provocative, at least.
Oh, that's what I'm thinking. Maybe.
Mickey Mouse on his lap.
I'm doing the DX.
This is all that's been announced so far, aside from the return of Happily Ever After, but there are rumors of the return of the Main Street Electrical Parade to Walt Disney World, and there's likely to be more to celebrate Disney 100, whether it be new decorations, merchandise, and more, so stay tuned.
I was really hoping we might get Paint the Night, since nobody has it.
I want Repaint the Night.
The rumor is going back to Disneyland when we get
the electrical parade. I love the electrical parade, but we haven't had a new parade since 1996.
Yeah.
I mean, nighttime. We've got Festival of Fantasy.
Festival of Fantasy.
We've got Festival of Fantasy, and it's great, but it's so hot.
I still think it's hard to have a nighttime parade at Magic Kingdom with how crowded it is now.
Well, we're going to clear those people out. Bring out the Maleficent float again, and that'll clear them right out.
Just lower the head?
Yep.
They should do that at night.
Cast members, move back. We told you.
The fire.
Oh, that'd be cool.
That would be cool. Or just do that Halloween one all the time.
Yeah, that's good too.
Every night.
With those shovels.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of fire, fire up those grills for some barbecue, because number two, Roundup Rodeo Barbecue opens at Disney's Hollywood Studios.
That's some good segue.
There is finally a table service restaurant in Toy Story Land. Roundup Rodeo Barbecue opened last week. The restaurant was built on previously backstage areas with an entrance just inside the main entrance to Toy Story Land on the right. The check-in podium is outside, and there is a small waiting area under the marquee sign until a cast member welcomes you and takes you inside the restaurant. The story goes that Andy has created a new rodeo arena for all his favorite toys, featuring game pieces and iconic Toy Story characters, stickers, and more.
Stickers?
Disney says that its Imagineers work closely with Disney Pixar Animation Studios to bring the space to life, developing unique designs and artwork that can only be found in the restaurant. Like in the rest of Toy Story Land, when guests step into Roundup Rodeo Barbecue, they become Andy's honorary toys. Arriving in the dining room, you enter a scene depicting a toy rodeo in full swing and come face-to-face with life-size figures. Jessie and Trixie take the reins in the first dining space, while Bo Peep and her sheep command center stage in the second. The dining rooms have a very similar feel to the inside of Toy Story Midway Mania, if you're familiar with that attraction. We've previously talked about the family-style menu, which is the same for both lunch and dinner, priced at $45 for adults and $25 for kids. And grown-ups will appreciate a good selection of cocktails priced around $16 and cover all the bases, including whiskey-based, tequila-based, and rum-based. There are no characters appearing at Roundup Rodeo Barbecue, but there are a few celebration-type moments. Audio played in the dining room prompts the servers to dance or freeze for an Andy's Coming moment. And according to WW Magic, the food was pretty good and the service was excellent. They say, quote, Roundup Rodeo Barbecue has a lot of family-friendly appeal and is a great option for dining with kids. The food is very accessible with the family-style serving, allowing kids to eat as much or as little as they want, and there's plenty on offer to try. There's a lot for kids to look at, and the familiar Toy Story music playing in the background completes the experience, end quote.
That's pretty good. I like that you built up the... They loved it, saying the food's fine. They said the food was accessible.
They also said that people were worried about it being really loud because it's a lot of empty space with like cardboard cutouts and stuff, but that it's not very loud. It's normal restaurant loudness.
Yeah. I figure. Be Our Guest gets really
Has
loud.
Lynn Tesla gone in there with decibel meters? I wonder. I bet.
I don't know.
They should do that. Hey, touring plans. A data point that I want in your API is the decibel level of each one of the restaurants, please.
I will tell you this. My watch warned me of a loud environment every ride we went on at Disney last time.
They are loud.
I don't know if... And that hadn't seemed to happen before.
They have good soundproofing on those attractions that you can't hear stuff from one room to another.
Yeah.
Or it's just so loud you can't hear.
Yeah, that's true too. Well, speaking of food, number three, character dining returns to Akershus Royal Banquet in the Norway Pavilion.
Oh, thank God.
Akershus, the table service restaurant in the Norway Pavilion within Epcot's World Showcase, reopened for dinner in November of 22 after being closed since the start of the pandemic. However, breakfast and lunch were not being offered. Until now. Well, starting May 14th, when breakfast and lunch with the Disney princesses return. Breakfast at Akershus Royal Banquet is priced at $53 for adults, and lunch is priced at $63 for adults, and both are prefix meals. Breakfast includes breakfast pastries, mixed fruit, potato casserole, scrambled eggs, bacon, sausage, or Norwegian waffles. Lunch is also a prefix menu of appetizer, salad, entree, side, dessert, and beverage, with the options including field green salad, lefse with cinnamon butter, traditional tchotchke, I don't know how to say that, Norwegian meatballs, mashed potatoes and gravy, grilled salmon.
Like at the IKEA.
Exactly like that.
Oh, yeah.
That's sweet.
Well, that's Swedish.
Lingonberries.
Green beans, red cabbage, macaroni and cheese, Kyling Og Melbor, a.k.a. Norwegian chicken and dumplings, and corn dog nuggets.
What? You know what?
Yeah, it sounded like you had a stroke with that Kyling Og Melbor.
I don't know how to pronounce it. I'm sorry.
Well, that's, those aren't English letters.
There's a lot of consonants.
Anyway. Yeah, anyway,
doesn't sound good, Michael.
Where are those Phoenicians now?
Thanks.
For nothing.
Mm-hmm. WD Magic says this sounds really
good. Pretty good.
Princess Storybook Dining character meal with characters that will appear on a rotating schedule. And there is no guarantee which characters will appearing on any given day, but they are including Ariel in a ball gown, Belle, Cinderella, Jasmine, Snow White, Princess Aurora, Mulan, or Mary Poppins.
Well, those are all pretty good.
Yeah. So some ones of those you'll get.
Okay.
Do you think everybody else will be wearing a ball gown? I'm a little worried that Ariel will be overdressed. Well, I think like Belle's in librarian Belle.
You know, Princess Aurora doesn't have anything besides ball gowns.
She has a Snuggie.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Cinderella, nice flannel PJs.
Is most known for her ball gown.
It's a blue or a pink Snuggie.
Mm-hmm.
No, which one is it?
Oh.
He doesn't know.
No.
It's iridescent.
Iridescent.
And speaking of iridescence, that is it for news.
That's some good news, Michael. But you've had better endings.
Well, see, iridescent doesn't exist anymore. And neither does this new segment.
That's that better? Some good news, Michael.
Here. You're welcome anytime you have a mind to appear. I'm
tweet.
All right, Main Tweet USA. This is the news we've been waiting for, which seemed to be kind of like, oh, when's this going to happen? Yeah. Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser discount for annual pass holders is out. So annual pass holders, we all got the email yesterday. Jason, did you actually get this email?
Yeah.
Wow, good for you.
Yeah, I got that one. I get the ones where they want me to buy things.
Yeah, there you go. Not free events. Yeah,
Those are priority one emails. Yeah.
When you put me in charge of that Genie Plus and Fast Passes, I'll make sure you're on the good email chain.
Oh, now he's trying to bribe you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is fine.
No, it's not bribing. He's looking out for me.
And the guests.
I don't have anything he wants.
All right. So here are the details. Pass holders can save 30% on select Star Cruiser voyages this spring and summer. Embark on a revolutionary two-night adventure, blah, blah, blah. You can save 30% on selective Star Cruiser voyages. Valid on April 15th, 17th, 19th, 21, 23, 25, 27, 29. A lot of May and about half of June. So there you go.
So how much is the price for it if you're a pass holder?
I have not gotten there yet, Michael. Please don't step on me. There are a few.
I did the calculations.
Did you? Because I put some of the money at the bottom.
I'll put the calculations in there.
All right. But these may, again, when we get to that, they are subject to change too, because, so if you're not familiar with this, we talked about this a long time. It's the most immersive Star Wars story ever created, where you live a unique experience and journey further into Star Wars adventure than you ever dreamed possible. See, that's good copy right there, Mike. Mm-hmm. The number of packages is limited. Savings based on the non-discounted price a non-pass holder pays for the same package. Now, to book this, you can't book it online. You have to call 404-827-7379 and speak with a vacation planning expert or contact your travel agent. So these numbers would all be estimates that we talk about. You must present a valid annual pass at check-in. It's non-transferable, so if you wanted to buy it for somebody else, that would not work. It includes the full two-night experience, where you go to Hollywood Studios for one day, so you get that ticket, you get the half day, and it includes all meals. And one alcoholic beverage at dinner, I believe. Yeah. I'm not going to read all that because we've talked about all this before. It's only applicable for new reservations, so if you already have a reservation, you should probably cancel it and see if you can get this discount. One cabin per pass holder. Pass holder must stay in the cabin. And it excludes the Galaxy Class suites and the Grand Captain suites.
I wonder what those look like. I haven't looked at those.
Well, that's because Galaxy Class is a different franchise.
Yes. I looked at the Galaxy Class one when I was doing this today. And instead of the standard cabin has a queen-size bed and those bunk beds and one pull-out I think it may be even just a twin bed. The Galaxy Class is more like the size of basically where we stayed in one of those suites.
Oh, okay.
Where you have, I think you have two full beds and then two full pull down beds as well.
Do they have a Sarlacc pit instead of a toilet?
I don't think so. But the rest of the amenities are fairly the same. I didn't look at the Grand Captain suites because let's be honest, unless I come into a lot of money, it's not going to happen.
Nobody's ever called you a Grand Captain.
They should.
Well, maybe when you come into all that money.
Michael, will you start calling me a Grand Captain?
You could be like the General or the Colonel or whatever his name, whatever is it from Elvis.
I don't want to be the Colonel. He just stole a lot of money.
You're talking about KFC.
Yeah, but he just made up his own.
He was the Colonel too.
Yeah.
I don't know who was first.
Good sandwich there.
Yeah.
What am I calling you, Grand Captain?
Grand Captain.
Don't call him Grand Captain.
I'm not.
Don't. Michael, call me Grand Captain.
Call him Grandma.
I don't know when I would use a title to call
him. Mr. Excitement.
Maybe in the next.
All right. So episode, Jason has now done the calculations.
Yeah.
So before these may be most weeknights. Other weeknights, this is different. You actually have to call and say which one you want to go to, and then they'll give you the price.
Yeah.
So I did not call today. No. So for two guests, it starts at $4,809, and that evens out to $1,683 per person after the discount. So that's $3,366 with the discount. Three guests, it would be $3,709 with the discount, $1,236 a person. and four guests to be $41.99 with a discount, $10.49 a person. They also, the regular rooms can sleep up to five. So that would probably get you under the $1,000, but it'd be five people are a lot.
It'd be tight.
It would be tight. But think about it. The other thing that we talked about on these, you're barely ever in these rooms.
Yeah. Yeah. So. This one, I would probably agree with. You're probably not in the room a lot. So like the Disney cruise, you're not really in the room that like
it is bigger than those rooms.
A ton. Yeah. Hopefully. So,
yeah. I mean, but it's, they do expect, at least all the articles I read, they do expect this to sell out quickly. Especially for piling four or five people in there. So it remains to be seen. They are not, reducing the regular price on anything. They have started to reduce the number of cruises starting in the fall, I believe, because the demand has lightened. And that's why we're doing discounts now. So after these discounts are over, then I would assume, just speculation, they'll do a heftier discount before they even think about doing check out like returning guests. We have this new now here, like some new story or something, you know. So at some point, like having repeat visitors is be the biggest issue here besides the price point.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
I can go watch Fantasmic every day because it's free, but at, you know, $1,000 a person, I'm like, well, I saw that movie. It was pretty good. Yeah. As WDW Magic would say, it's pretty good.
I don't know. They had Star Wars stuff in there. I liked it.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
And that's it for Main Tweet USA.
Thanks, Will. That was a great trip down Main Tweet USA.
All right. Today's topic is foolish things to do or not do at Walt Disney World. So, in honor of April Fool's Day, which has passed since this came out.
hope everyone enjoyed it. Yep. And as the pranky, you weren't offended.
Yes.
The pranker, you weren't too mean.
Don't believe anything you saw on the internet 3 days ago.
Seriously.
So anyway, in honor of all of that, we decided to start this topic with a premise. You're a fool if you blank at Walt Disney World. So here we go. Ready?
Michael changed his to "You're foolish."
Yeah, because when I was coming up with these, all I could think of was that Jewel song, "Foolish Games."
And then I copied Michael's "You're foolish." So here we are.
You fools.
Fly.
Run. All right. I guess I'll start. You're foolish if you go in thinking some of the dark rides or all of the dark rides are for babies and boring and you skip them.
I just like that you have somebody bullying. Yeah, you're going to do that? It's for babies.
It's for babies.
Like that kid and like Elijah, what's it? Frodo in Back to the Future Part 2, he said that. Like when Marty was playing the video game with you have to use your hands. That's for babies. That's what these are things I remember from 1980s movies, everyone.
Yeah, I can't imagine anyone skipping dark rides because they think they're
childish.
Yeah. Oh, I used to.
I would say the same thing.
Yeah. In my teen years
and early 20s,
I'm too cool for it.
Not getting on Small World. It had a 5-minute wait. I'm not doing that.
Get on Small World.
Well, I'd say it now, yeah.
Living with the Land.
Ugh. Let me add I have another foolish.
But yeah.
That's going to be one. You're a fool if you don't speak your truth and just don't go down that ride anymore.
Yeah, don't be afraid to get on the rides. They're fun.
No, they have a lot to offer.
They're charming.
Yeah, some of the ones at Disneyland are even a little smaller. Like that Pinocchio ride feels like it takes about 35 seconds, but it still has some charming stuff in it.
Yeah, I love
that. And the Roger Rabbit cartoon spin. Like, oh,
that one was surprisingly long.
Yeah, and you can spin the whole thing. It was more confusing than anything else, but it does add for rewritability.
I think we had to fight the spinner thing because it kept wanting to spin, and we're like, we want to see the story.
No.
I don't want to spin around like
I wanted it to tell me what to look at, but I didn't know which way to look.
Yeah, I remember that being a problem. We didn't know where to look.
Yeah, and I didn't get on it again, so.
I would say also at a macro level, the same thing about the Magic Kingdom. You're foolish if you think the Magic Kingdom's for babies.
Yeah. Oh,
and
yeah.
You skip that one.
Oh, can I just be the bully on this whole thing? Oh, you want to go to the Magic Kingdom?
Yeah, it's baby. For babies.
All it just has princesses and dolls. And Small World. You just want to sing that song all day, you baby.
No, I guess we'll go to Epcot.
You shouldn't invite Nerd. Me. You shouldn't invite me to come with you in this character.
All right, Michael, what do you got?
That's my April Fool next time we go to any of the parks.
All right. You're foolish if you think Walt Disney World is covered by a dome and don't bring either a poncho or sunscreen.
Mm-hmm.
Man, are you.
Or both.
Both, yeah.
Well, yeah. You should bring both.
You need that emergency poncho.
But there's
at
no
all times.
Dome. Some people think there's a dome.
Who thinks that?
I don't know. It's like a thing.
There should be a dome.
No, we can't. We don't have dome air.
Actually, you know
money.
What? I, after riding the train through the Tron dome, I don't have any faith in Disney and domes anymore.
Wait, no. Well, if they were really doing it.
You can't breathe in there.
What dome?
The tunnel. The Tron tunnel. And what's a dome if not just
it's called
giant tunnel?
It's called a trunnel.
It is.
It is now. No, I agree with you. We can't. He wanted to do that in the original Epcot in his plans. That wasn't going to work.
Put it under a dome?
Yeah. In 1960s technology, that was not going to work. And in 2023 technology, it still is not going to work.
Did you know that family travel has the incredible power to shape our children's worldview and create lasting memories? In a world where representation is often lacking, it's essential for our children to see themselves reflected in every aspect of life, including the stories we tell about travel. Introducing the Travel of Legacy podcast, where we're rewriting the script by celebrating the diverse voices of Black and Brown family travelers. Each episode of Travel of Legacy is a testament to the enriching power and the joy of exploration in Black and Brown communities. So journey with us and subscribe now.
Yeah, you'd have too many structural supports. You can't just have like a glass.
Yeah,
it's gonna be dirty up there too. Nobody's ever gonna go clean that thing.
Yeah, it'd be like the top of the thing in Living with the Land when you go in that greenhouse. Uh-huh. It's kind of dirty up top,
but worse.
And then yeah, it's gonna covered with bird poop.
Yep,
and it's gonna smell eventually.
And you thought those barges looked bad in your pictures? Wait till there's like dome structural support in your pictures.
No, it's glass.
Still
fully glass.
No, it can't.
Transparent aluminum.
Can't do that. Hasn't been invented.
It's not going to work. This is why you're a fool. But mostly you're saying you need to wear sunscreen and bring a poncho because it's going to rain and it's going to be sunny.
Yep.
So,
and if you live somewhere that has sun and rain, Florida sun and rain is different.
Yeah. It's their thing. All right. Will.
All right. You're foolish if you think you can do everything on your trip that you want to do. Or even on one day, you are not going to do everything.
No.
You are not going to come close to doing everything that even you want to do. But you are going to have a great time. So don't think of it as we didn't do everything. Look at how much stuff you did do.
Yeah.
I mean.
Always look on the bright side.
You can spend all day at the Magic Kingdom from rope drop to when they have to kick you out and you won't experience everything.
Mm-hmm.
It's literally impossible. We've ran the numbers. 2 years ago or 3 years
and
ago or something.
Definitely can't do everything if you're a baby.
Yeah. You dumb baby.
What? You're going to ride everything at the park?
Ugh.
You baby. That means you're going to get on Small World, you baby.
I hope you brought your diapers because you're going to need them.
You're going to go to the baby care center, baby, because they have great air conditioning and those nice rocking chairs and it sounds delightful. Baby.
Is all food you eat baby food because you're a baby? This is a weird bit, but I like it.
Those baby care centers are delightful. You want to talk about good air conditioning?
You're a fool
friend.
If you don't take advantage of the baby care center.
Get
if
a baby.
You have a baby.
Get a baby and go in that baby care center.
Yep.
And you know what?
You're Make foolish. Sure you know the baby.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you have permission to get the baby.
I'm piggybacking on this one to add something else. You're foolish if you think some like you don't feel good, like you got a headache, or you got like your feet hurt, or you got sunburned, or anything. You're foolish if you don't think Disney will help take care of you so you can stay there and spend more money. Go to that first aid center. Yeah, they're gonna hook you up, man.
If you want a comfortable place to nurse, I think.
Yeah. Also at the first aid center, I had to make use of it last time because I had something stuck under one of my teeth and it was causing like very severe mouth pain.
Yeah,
they had dental floss in there.
Your teeth hurt, you babe.
I was teething.
No, but it's something that I even forget about a lot of times when we're there. Like, oh yeah, I can go over to first aid. Like, I got a little bit of a headache, or like you scrape your knee on something, like you fall down or something. Anything can happen.
Because you're a baby.
But they'll hook you up, man. I mean, it's one of those places where they're there to keep you there and keep spending money.
Yep.
So take advantage of that. I'm telling you.
All right, Michael.
All right, you're foolish if you leave the parks early and don't come back in the evening.
Yep. That's a good strategy for balancing exhaustion.
Mm-hmm.
And
I was going to say, you're foolish if you leave the parks at all because you're having such a good time. But in all honesty, you need a break.
Yeah.
Or if you need a break,
like normal take people, it. Not
but,
you.
But come back. Now, sometimes I need a break, but as long as I'm coming back, if I'm leaving.
Yeah. We almost always take a midday break.
Well, I understand that, but
as long as we come back.
But Michael's not pushing that break.
No.
Let's just be honest.
Sometimes he is.
Sometimes. And then if it was as up I've to Michael, older. That would be a 45 seconds to a minute break back in the room. Yeah. And then we're ready?
Also depends how far away we are from where we're staying.
That's true.
Yeah.
But yeah, sometimes you just need a break and that's okay. Just go back for the evening.
And even if you don't, it's fine.
It's the best of the evening.
Yeah. A lot of the midday breaks. Michael's like, oh, I guess if you really want to, we can go on a break. I mean, I don't want to, but if you want to, we can.
Michael, as I, in my head, Michael never wants to leave the park.
Especially if it's not crowded.
Because he doesn't want to get there super early either.
Nah.
But man, back in the day when they would close at midnight or 1 o'clock, you think he's getting home before 2 o'clock in the morning? You're a liar.
Nope. I'll wait and go at dinner time.
Well, he would do that now. He loves the late night in the parks.
Yeah. I'll never forget when we were at Disneyland and we did Paint the Night. We did World of Color, ran across the street to Disneyland and watched, it's Paint the Night, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then at that point, it's like 10 o'clock and me and I think it was Chris Stuart. And Katie and Stuart and Chloe and myself and everybody's yawning except Stuart and Chris. And we're all like, man, it's been a day. We're going to stay till park close. I'm going to walk across the street and go to bed.
Yeah.
It's been a day. And they ran around, did like 17 other rides until that like PA announcement came. Oh boy, time to close Disney.
Good for them.
Get out.
Yeah, I would have done that.
Which was jarring that first time I heard it. Mickey and friends telling you to leave.
Oh yeah. All right, Michael, hit us again.
All right. You're foolish if you skip Disney's Animal Kingdom because you think it's just a zoo.
It's not a zoo.
What is it?
It's so much more.
Like what?
There's a safari.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like a zoo.
Yep.
No, zoos don't have safaris.
Some zoos have safaris.
I think Zoo Atlanta has one.
There's
now.
More of a story. There's a tree of life. There's a whole other world.
What world?
Pandora.
The world of Avatar.
Oh, yeah. Right.
If you care about conservation, there's a station for that.
Can somebody else start selling Animal Kingdom? Because he's not doing it justice.
It's beautiful. It's big. It has a completely different feel than the other parks. And I think you should check it out.
I think that's your best selling point so far.
What?
It has a completely different feel than all of the other parks.
More relaxed.
And it's so hot.
It is hot. But they're all hot.
But it is something that I'll go into one of mine a little bit, you know, whenever I get to it. Animal Kingdom is definitely that park that you need to stop and take in all the work they put into this thing.
Yeah.
To make it feel like somewhere where you are not in the middle of Central Florida anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, and it is really impressive, actually, even from really just is. Land to land. Like, you know, you're in the Magic Kingdom. Like, I know I'm not really in, you know, the jungle here at the Jungle Cruise, you know. This isn't a Spanish, you know, like I don't know what it was.
Fort?
Fort. Yeah, I was trying to think of the Spanish word for that. Yeah, it was like Castilla or something. Like, I don't know. Yeah. But anyway, but that's what it's supposed to evoke things, feelings mm-hmm. more. Animal Kingdom, you're in the jungle or you're in Southeast Asia.
Welcome to the jungle, baby.
What do you think? You're in the jungle, you baby.
There's also time travel.
Not for long, pal. Let's not sell Dino Land too much because it's going to be the first to get bulldozed over here pretty soon.
And then people will be gone.
Welcome to the jungle, baby. You're going to cry.
I don't know that we can get through this whole thing. I wonder if anybody else is enjoying this. But yeah. Go to Animal Kingdom. Animal Kingdom is a place I haven't been in.
I
know.
I wrote this thinking of you that you need to be convinced to go.
Oh, you're a fool.
But I'm telling you, Michael, you've been with me on some of these trips, and it's just, you know, we have to go to the Magic Kingdom. We have to do this at studios. We have to go ride Tron. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the other parks have gotten a lot more attention and more like stuff lately. So I think Animal Kingdom's next.
It's due now that, well, whenever Epcot gets finished
in the fall.
Sure.
That's part of the Disney 100 celebration.
Sure, Jan.
Once they fill up that water fountain. All right. My next one is you're foolish if you skip marquee parades and spectaculars. Talking your festivals of fantasy, your Fantasmics, your enchanted wish dreams. What's that one?
It's currently still enchantment.
Yeah, it was for
enchanted.
But by the time.
My goodness, I still don't know the name of it and it's about to close. What is it?
I think it's enchantment.
I think it's enchanted.
Enchanted. Well, it doesn't matter because by the time people hear this, Happily it's Ever gone. After will be back.
Irregardlessly, your Happily Ever After.
Your Epcot's Forever.
Your Epcot's Forever.
Or Unnamed New Spectacular.
Give Harmonious some love.
I loved Harmonious.
Your Harmonious. Your
Harmonii.
Harmonii. Yep. Your,
No, that's about it.
Does anything happen in Animal Kingdom?
Not anymore. That's not a selling point for nighttime.
Your Trees of Life Awakening.
Oh, those are delightful.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say it's a marquee spectacular, though. But yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Because for years, I knew people that never saw Fantasmic and always skipped it.
Michael had never seen it.
And it's crazy. Because mm-hmm. It's one of my top five things at Walt Disney World.
I was foolish when I would go to Disney World in college because I would skip all the spectaculars and all the shows because I was more interested in rides and I was missing a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Does any of those, you know, with the music and everything make you like get a little teary eyed?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
What do you cry like a baby?
Sometimes.
I'm telling you though, like they all had something great to offer and I was very excited about the ones when they opened up at Animal Kingdom and Rivers of Life.
Yeah, they never took off. Those kites never took off.
They should put Harmonious over there.
Sure.
Keep trying, Animal Kingdom.
Absolutely.
Keep trying.
Like the Awakenings are great, but it's not a, you know, sit and watch it type thing.
It's like Thomas Edison's dead.
What?
I didn't fail 1,000 times. I just learned 1,000 different ways not to make a spectacular nighttime attraction.
I believe that was Walt Disney that said that.
Oh, yeah.
And that's our brand new t-shirt over at shop.tfppodcast.com.
A little wordy.
Yep. We got to put some on the back.
He was a verbose man.
Verbose.
He was the Java of old men.
That sentence got
Java's away. A verbose.
I don't care. That got away language. From you and you know it. Don't pretend.
Anywho. Will.
All right. We are a podcast, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're foolish if you go to Tony's Town Square for dinner. Because no one's ever enjoyed it that I've ever talked to.
Especially now that you can get last minute reservations for like anything.
You can snag a res for anything within 2 hours. Now we haven't tested. I'm very curious to see if this works in the summer when it's super, super packed. But I got a feeling it's still going to be very effective.
Yeah.
I desperately want Tony's Town Square to be good because it's such a prime location.
It is.
And even I like a nice Italian meal. I've had better like truck stop Italian spaghetti than at Tony's Town Square.
Did you sit down and eat this truck stop spaghetti or did like you take
little,
it in the car?
Like the little diner in the truck stop. Yeah, I never did that. But you could, and it'd be fine.
Spaghetti would not be a good in the car meal.
No, that's why, you know, when we are going driving to Florida, have you ever seen those like baked spaghetti, like $5 or whatever? This place called Fazoli's.
Oh, mm-hmm. I used to love Fazoli's.
I've never went to one.
There used to be ones around here and they all went out of business.
Because you can't eat spaghetti in the car at a fast food place.
But it was cool to have fast food Italian, because if you just want to go get a lasagna, you just drive through and get a lasagna.
It's not like,
you know, well, when you're just like, well, what do you guys want for dinner tonight? Let's just drive through and get a, we can, I don't know, let's just run by and get a lasagna.
You
don't have to
eat in the car, you can go in and eat it.
Hey, will you pick up something home for on your way home for dinner? Just something fast.
Yeah, I don't care what it is. Like, you pick, it's fine.
If you wanted a cheap, fast tour of Italy, they had all three of those things.
Except the problem is,
you'd bring home McDonald's.
When you get McDonald's, whoever's bringing it home can be like, I'm just going to get some of these fries. Mm-hmm. You can't just grab a piece of lasagna. You'll burn your hand.
Yeah,
that'd be messy.
And there's a mess. So anyway, don't go to Tony's Town Square. It's terrible.
I've never been.
It is literally the only thing I really don't like at Walt Disney World. And I try.
Maybe our next anniversary, that's where we'll have our 10-year anniversary dinner. You should. Is at Tony's Town Square.
You would think it'd be good.
Yeah,
should be.
And there's another negative about it. I don't know if we've talked about it. There was one of the last times I ate there. I don't know. I've only eaten there like three times. And that was too many. Because you need to try it once. I mean,
last time I went, they had saran wrap on the salad. You had to take it off yourself.
They were having I guess it was the Main Street Electrical Parade.
Oh, yeah.
And you could, this meal's terrible, but that looks fun out there. I can barely see it through the window.
Man, I wish I was out there having fun instead of in here. I could be choking down this.
I could be eating popcorn.
Yeah.
Anyway, don't go there. That's my one real negative cast of the evening.
Bring a can of Chef Boyardee.
It's better.
In your backpack and eat.
Honestly,
it cold.
The Chef Boyardee was better. I've had Chef Boyardee before. I mean, I'm just saying.
Yeah. All right. Who's that? Will?
Yeah.
All right, Michael.
All right. This sort of piggybacks on your spectacular one, but it's a little more. You're foolish if you rush through a day at Disney just experiencing rides and ignoring everything else around you.
Mm-hmm. Stop and take in the ambience.
That's one of mine too.
Yeah. Take a sit.
Even when you're like at a
love a good bench.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Well, even when you're like inside at a quick serve or something. There was that last time I was at that Restaurantosaurus in Animal Kingdom.
Yeah.
Eating not good food, let's be honest. But I'm looking around and the theming was just amazing.
And it's big, that place.
I don't love Columbia Harbor House. It's fine. But man, is it really cool all the work they put in there to make this thing look like it was, built out of logs and Snow White or whatever, because it blends right into Fantasyland and
Liberty Square.
Like, it's really neat, all the work they put into all this stuff. And if you're just like, hot day, I just want something to eat, I want something to drink, and you need to take a step back and notice, this is expensive, but look at all the work they put into it, too. This isn't Six Flags eating Chef Boyardee out of a tent.
Yeah, and if you're, just rushing across the park to get to whatever the next ride or that you want to go on, and you just don't look at, Tom Sawyer's Island and, the ferry boat and, not the ferry boat, the Mark Twain?
The riverboat.
Riverboat. Yeah. And all that stuff. It's beautiful. Taking the smells, or some of the smells are good.
Take the ferry boat too, by the way.
Yeah. Enjoy the journey. Don't just try to rush to get to the destination.
And I know that's easy for us to say because we go all the time. And if you only go once,
And we're old and we don't move that fast anymore.
Yeah. And if you only go once every now and then, you want to get as much done as possible. So I get that too. But try not to.
Try.
Yeah.
Well, you just try.
You're foolish if you buy too many or very specific souvenirs that you will immediately regret when you get home and throw away. And this is coming from a guy who is looking at my collection of Galaxy's Edge lightsabers.
There is nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. So just the $100 bomber jacket with all the Disney characters on the back of it. Think about when you're going to wear that before you buy it.
And it's typically hot when you're there, too.
Yeah.
By the way.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
We've all bought a sweatshirt because we've been caught in the cold there.
Sure. But that's a necessity.
Look,
I bought it. I went the other way on this. I bought an Indiana Jones hat when we were at Disneyland. Wore it every day we were there. Have never worn it again. Mm-hmm. But I felt like it was a good purchase because all those pictures are fantastic.
Yeah. An Indiana Jones hat is like a souvenir, but like a beer mug hat.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say a lot of the souvenirs that are like.
I'll call Stuart right now. Yeah. I bet he's worn that hat again if it didn't burn.
Fancy drink holders or fancy popcorn holders and things like that. Like,
yeah.
Don't fall into the popcorn, popcorn bucket trap.
Like, if you collect them, that's one thing. But if you're just getting it because it looks cool, it's just going to sit on your shelf until you eventually get rid of it. Yep. So save your money.
We all give very good advice, but all of our shelves are full of crap.
but not
just decorations, just for the record.
Sometimes we're foolish.
You know what? Buy what you want.
Yeah.
Don't buy that $50,000 crystal castle, though. Donate that money somewhere else. Yeah. I'm just saying.
But if you could get it for like $500.
Where are you going to put that?
Yeah, what?
In the middle of the foyer, so it's the first thing everyone sees.
But you got to get some light. You got to buy some lighting to put on that thing.
Oh, yeah, just get some little LEDs.
Oh, that'd be pretty cool. Yeah. When you open the door, it can be like the lights will come on and it starts spinning.
Yeah.
Well, what happens if we need to get out of the house in a hurry?
You just go.
You go around
past it.
It could have some sparklers.
And then
in
take it with you.
That'll mess up the.
Because this thing was $50,000.
At 9 o'clock every night, sparklers can go off right on top of it. They have like their own fireworks show. You're foolish if you don't do that.
You got nightly sparkler money now?
Yeah.
This economy?
This is an aside. Have you seen those things they're selling, like those magic band readers that people have 3D printed and stuff? They have a Spaceship Earth one now. I don't think it's a magic band reader, but it just simulates the Spaceship Earth show now.
I couldn't tell if that was an official Disney thing?
No.
Or is it like an Etsy?
No, that's on that thing. That's the same website as their 3D person. And so it they don't have enough LEDs on there to make it look exactly like the one on Spaceship Earth. They did a pretty good job.
Because they also sell that one at Epcot
but it doesn't do anything.
Oh, doesn't have lights and stuff?
It has like four lights.
Oh.
This one has LEDs all over a 3D printed half like Spaceship Earth that you can put on the wall.
Oh, that's cool.
And it has a bunch of LEDs all over it, and it simulates it can do all the different lighting effects, and it even simulated the one where it's like the globe or whatever, and it has a few. You can kind of see it. It looks kind of neat.
Yeah, you're foolish if you don't see the Epcot or Spaceship Earth lights.
Yeah.
Even Michael and I stood out in the middle of a tornado and watched it. Got hit by a sign. We almost died.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, looks like your next one has been taken.
Yep.
Michael.
You're foolish if you don't download the My Disney Experience app.
I mean, that's just
I feel like you have to have it now.
I don't think they let you in the park anymore.
But when I get rid of Genie Plus and Fast Passes and all that, you won't need it as much.
You're going to ban cell phones?
No, I'm just going to.
That's bold.
You won't have to
rely
on it.
What are people going to do when they're standing in line?
I don't know. Talk to each other. Whatever we did. Long time ago.
It was terrible.
Play solitaire.
All right. You're foolish if you spend your whole time trying to get your money's worth at the expense of having a good time. Again, enjoy. The journey is part of the fun, not just checking off a list of, I did 186 things.
Mm-hmm.
But what if that's what you're there to enjoy? You're one of those people.
Well, I can guarantee you that you're not enjoying it.
There was
and
that guy.
You're tired and you're cranky and your feet hurt.
Or you're doing it for likes. Huh? That guy that went to all 15 parks or whatever and did all the rides recently. Have you seen that?
Yeah.
Seems exhausting.
That'd be so fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, this is where we differ, Michael.
Yeah. I would do it over the course of a month.
You're
maybe.
Just exhausted for like 4 days or however long it was.
Poor, too.
Yeah, I mean, flying from, Japan to California? Like, that's a pretty long flight, isn't it?
Yeah, and then you had to go to China
and
before
then you
that.
Have to go to Disney World, like Disneyland after that for
and then, if you, even if you finish at Disney World, you have four parks to go to.
Yeah,
yeah, but if it's
that's
but
a
one,
lot.
But one of them's a zoo, so it's fun.
That's not a zoo. But if it's on your bucket list to do them all and you have like a month left to live or something,
yeah,
then do it.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I'm okay. Yeah. Take out everything we said. If you have, a month to live, do whatever you want.
Put it all in a credit card in just your name.
Yeah.
Because nobody has to pay for it.
You know what?
If you die in debt, you win.
Get a couple of credit cards. Buy that castle and throw it on the ground and see if it busts.
Make one of those fake Lego videos where people are like, oh, look at this big thing. And, oh, no, I dropped it.
But do it for real.
Drop it right after you buy it in the store. Yeah. Drop it on.
Oh, no.
Or just you buy it, you run the card, and then they go, all right, well, we'll ship it to you. And you're like, no need. I'll take this one and just shove it over.
All this is foolish.
Oh, somebody has to clean that up. Go ahead and throw it in Seven Seas Lagoon.
All this is foolish advice.
Let the crocodile.
We've devolved. We're just foolish now.
All right. Who's next? Will?
Yeah. I mean, you're foolish if you don't at least try to take advantage of your resort offerings, even down to the value resorts. They have some stuff there, even besides the pools. Now, that All-Star Music, I saw people out there enjoying some nice shuffleboard, playing the outdoor checker set. They have s'mores there at night. And this is just a value resort.
Big movie thing.
They got the movie things. People love those outdoor movies.
A hopping arcade.
Hopping arcade. There's a lot to do at every resort, even Fort Wilderness. Like, take advantage of some of those trails and stuff. They're kind of neat to walk around. Very good ambiance. Like, rent a golf cart. Go. There's something at every resort that... I know we're all very park motivated, and we're at the point now where we've done, you know, a lot of stuff at the parks, obviously. And like, if you're still there just to ride rides and everything, that's great. But on that resort stay, don't just go to the pool. Like on that pool day you have, don't just go to the pool and then sit in your room and watch TV. There's a bunch of other stuff you can try to do at least. Mm-hmm. So give it a shot.
When I read this before, I thought it said take full advantage of the resort spa, and I was very surprised because I've never seen you use the resort spa.
You know
spa.
What? Go to the spa.
Will loves a good massage.
I've never been to a spa. Maybe I should. The Grand Floridian has one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying.
He calls it a Willzillion.
I don't get it.
Michael.
All right. Piggybacking on Will's advice to...
Go on a spa.
Go on a trail. You're foolish if you get into any lake in Florida or go walking through the woods near a lake or go fishing in a lake and stand on the riverbank. Basically, you're foolish if you underestimate snakes or alligators.
Yep. Please, please don't disregard those signs.
Yep. Yes.
It's not Australia levels of wanting to kill you, but Florida is dangerous.
Florida is the most dangerous state in the union.
Yes. Yep.
For wildlife, I would say.
Growing up there, I had a healthy fear, and to this day, it's just gotten worse.
Keep a healthy fear. Stay away from standing bodies of water in Florida.
There's amoebas.
Just stay away from it all. You know what? Buy some water, too.
You'll get
buy some bottles. Yeah.
Did you say buy some bonds?
Bottles of water. just to be safe.
Buy some H-bonds. War bonds. All right. You are a fool if you focus on the negative parts of the trip, like lines, heat, cost, or other rude guests. Focus on the positive.
Mm-hmm.
What do you like doing?
And sometimes it's hard, but still try.
Yeah. Don't let other people ruin your day.
Don't let anybody yuck your yum.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. If someone throws up on the back of your leg while you're waiting in line, just make it a fun podcast story.
That's a...
If a cheese explodes on you, nacho cheese explodes on you.
Yeah, why does all the gross stuff happen to me?
Yeah, it is weird.
Yeah, I've never had any of this.
I think I got vomited on, on the tram.
Mine are always on my legs.
Did Michael
for some
just
reason.
Move out of the way at the last second?
It was our first trip to Disney together.
And he was supposed to be sitting there. I don't think I've ever been vomited on at Walt Disney World.
Yeah.
And
I was playing
way.
Hooky from a conference I was supposed to be at, so you know.
It's not what you would expect.
I
don't know what you'd expect, but it's not.
Let me guess. It smells. You feel gross and uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah. You feel
I think
used.
It's what I expect.
You feel used.
I don't know.
All right. Will.
What if it's a baby, you baby?
Mine was a baby. Ish.
I'm really done, except don't buy one of those spend all this money t-shirts.
Unless you get the one of Michael Scott in the Mickey ears and it says, I declare bankruptcy.
That's fine.
That one is the only acceptable one.
I thought about that. Oh, there was one I saw on one of these trips this year where it was like it alluded to like his wife spends all the money and her t-shirt said, yeah, it was me or something like that. And at least they were trying to be clever and do a duo one. Like, but other than that, I don't like it.
Yeah.
I'm also glad that,
also women be shopping. That's, you know, kind of a tired joke,
but I have no issue with the matching t-shirts, but I'm glad I missed that whole thing.
Yeah.
We didn't do that back then.
I can see how it'd be useful.
I feel like your family would have. Maybe.
Maybe. There are only three of us, so it's. I don't think it would. Yeah, I can see how
it's useful if you have a family with kids and it's easy to spot, like with the colors and stuff.
Let me be clear. I don't have a problem with it, but I'm kind of glad that we don't have that.
I don't like the matching t-shirts that say, I don't like matching t-shirts. That thing.
Well,
like,
again, just, yeah. The ironic t-shirts.
Yeah.
I don't like that most of them are from Etsy now and they're just vinyl stickers on these shirts.
Yeah.
Like,
but you do you.
Get some screen printed shirts.
I'm not going to yuck your yum.
I will.
Okay.
You just don't. And you know what? You're yucking your own yum because you're sweating underneath that vinyl sticker doesn't breathe, baby.
Yeah.
All right. Michael, take us home.
All right. I know some people enjoy this, so I'm sorry. But you're foolish if you camp in a tent at Walt Disney World during the summer.
Mm-hmm.
It's too hot. The aforementioned snakes and alligators
mm-hmm.
can get into your tent.
Rustlers.
There's also...
There are no rustlers.
There is also...
Fort Wilderness? There's no rustlers
That's
in the...
That's why you have the fort.
Yeah.
There's also panthers in Florida, just FYI.
What?
There's panthers. The Florida Black Panther.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
We got mountain lions and we don't even really have any mm-hmm. mountains.
And
coyotes.
Cougars?
Cougars.
All right. If you have cougars in your town, let us know.
Email me.
Email Will.
Oh, wait. Fun fact.
Subject, cougars are so big.
Fun fact, the Florida Black Panther is actually a cougar. But it's called a Florida Black Panther. Isn't that funny?
Dun 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 dun.
And it's endangered, so if you see one, don't shoot it.
Done.
You're foolish if you shoot a Florida Black Panther. Just...
Where did all my plugs go?
Yeah, they weren't on there last week either.
All right. Well, we're going to wrap it up.
No, I put them back in last week. You got to find...
End of the show wrap up here.
Michael must be like when you make the... You did this weekend last week.
I just copied last week's episode.
You didn't put the plugs back in, though.
I didn't know they were missing.
All right.
I'm just saying. I'm trying to find them for you real quick.
So again, if there's a cougar in your town, email Will. Subject line, cougars are so big. At info@tfppodcast.com. We're on Instagram and Reddit @TFPpodcast. And Patreon at patreon.com/TFPpodcast.
Where there's exclusive content just for you.
Our Patreon saints.
At the low, low price of $1 a month.
You starts right there. Foolish not to join.
Just saying.
What is the, if you want to be on the Slack,
$5?
$5.
Yeah. Get in the Slack. That's fun.
It's fun. You get those nice watch-alongs like mm-hmm. we had for Emperor's New Groove.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
You get to get our opinions about things throughout the day.
Instantaneously. Yep.
There's a hot dog channel.
It doesn't get a lot of play.
It doesn't. It did for a while.
I was thinking about going and taking some of these out.
Nah, you got to keep the hot dog channel and the Florida Proj Tech. That's where we talk about computers.
Well, I don't
get
on that one, so it's fun.
There's Star Wars, there's Marvel, there's parks,
there's a lot.
Potpourri.
Will's Wrestling Roundup.
There isn't that.
Yet.
But there may be now. Add channel.
All right. Thanks for listening. We'll see you real soon. All right. Here we go. Ready?
Yes.
All this friendly chatting. Well, we can't exploit it for content.
Michael's been recording it, right?
Yeah, but I deleted and started over when I'm ready.
Well, there's not going to be an extra.
No one was talking in their podcast voice.
I'm always talking in my podcast voice.
This is how I talk now.
All right. Ready? Here we go.
Yep.
Did you guys see that one guy got fired today?
Yeah.
He tried to do Perlmutter. A coup. And apparently he owned Marvel.
Was he the guy that was the TV guy?
I think so.
From years ago?
I think so.
He also may have been problematic. Do I have vague recollections of that?
I just remember we didn't like him, but I don't remember why.
Apologies if he's not problematic.
But odds are.
But there was something.
Well, maybe not. He tried to do a coup last year. And then his...
And he also tried to fire Feige like 10 years ago.
Yeah, he was only in charge of like Marvel action figures, basically.
Yeah, which...
At that point.
I think it was one of those line items they forgot about.
Yeah.
And so when they cleared out some of these jobs today...
A lot of the stories were like, it's like Milton on Office Space.
Yes. What is it you do here?
The Bobs are in town.
Foolish case. Hey, y'all, the force is awake.
Have you felt it?